Uncle Josh gets a letter from home.
Well, sir, don't it beat all what'll happen when you ain't home? Well, sir, I've been down here to New York 2 weeks now, and there's been more things going on at home since I left than you could shake a stick at. Well, I just got a letter from home, and I had the awfulest time of getting it. I never was in a town in my life had as many post offices in it as New York City has got. They sent me up to Post Office A, and then Post Office B, and Post Office D, and when finally I got the right one, I had the doggonest time of getting into it. Where the door ought to be, they've got a little merry-go-round, and when you want to get in the post office, you got to get in that darn thing and play circus a while. Well, I got into it, and it started going around, and I got in the post office. Before I get out of it, I was back on the sidewalk again, and before I get out on the sidewalk, I was back in the post office again. Gosh, I guess I've been in there yet. Somebody hadn't pulled me out. I come pretty near being a dead letter right there in the post office. I went around that thing so doggone fast, I could see the back of my neck going in and out of the post office. Well, I got in finally, got my letter. I guess I'll read it now. Didn't have much time to read while I was in that windmill. Well, they've had elections. The whole darn town went Republican. They had 9 majority. Well, that's pretty good. There's only 10 votes in the town. Would have been unanimous, but Ezra Hawkins was cross-eyed and couldn't see where to mark, and he marked in the wrong column, and his vote went Democratic. Well, I'll bet they'll put Ezra out of church for doing that. And they've had a revival at the Red Top Baptist Church. Everybody got religion except Cy Pettengill, and Cy got baptized, and the darn thing didn't take. Well, now I want to know, poor old Aunt Eliza Watts is dead. Yes, sir, poor old critter, and they didn't bury her, cremated her. Well, now she can't have no tombstone. Hold on, let's see what the letter says. Yep, she got a tombstone, all right. They put her ashes on the lawn, and then they put up a sign, Aunt Eliza Watts grew this grass, and we can prove it. Gosh, don't it be all what'll happen when you ain't home?